欢迎收听本次节目，我是朗读者张子康。凤节 Wood Carving Time Honored Craft Heritage。 凤节 Wood Carving, a traditional art that was mainly handed down in Fengjie County, was more prevalent in the Ming and Qing dynasties. The main material of Fengjie wood carving is ebony, a type of carbonized wood from trees that has been buried underground over 6,000 years. Embodying China's thousands of years of human history and profound culture, it combined traditional craftsmanship and modern aesthetics to delicately design featured three gorgeous cultural tourism products. In 2011, Fengjie wood carving was listed in the catalogue of Chongqing Intangible Cultural Heritage. Nowadays, as the technology develops by leaps and bounds, many youngsters' lives are glued to their phones and computers. And with the increasingly faster pace of life, students are preoccupied with extracurricular work and employees are suffering from the pressure of 996 working hour system. Sometimes we can't help but exclaim and come up with such a question. Is anyone really willing to get down to pass on our traditional culture? Today, science and technologies are serving as the mainstream of the society. Yet as one of the representatives of traditional crafts, wood carving has been thorned in its development. What difference does it make to still have its traditional handicraft industry alive? Well, the fact that Fengjie wood carving is known for its delicacy, originality, intricacy probably render people inflinching from passing on and put it into an awkward position of no inheritors. Lin Rongguang, one of the Fengjie wood carving inheritors, has unveiled his idea. In 2018, Lin has established a company that specializes in Fengjie wood carving designing. Nowadays, the annual selling amount of the products accounts for over 5 million yuan. In explaining the reason of such a takeoff of his career, Lin reveals that the terrific success is definitely bound up with Fengjie wood carving. Not only inherit the legacy, but also pass it down with innovation and commercialize it to meet the maximized profits. That's what we intangible cultural heritors are most expecting. The inheritance that comes with upgrades has brought about a great dazzling variety of products, adapted to the modern society. And they are not only a sight for sore eyes, but also able to come into handy. So I think this must be an attractive, emerging combination of traditional handicrafts and modern manufacturing. In comparison with manufactured products by modern technology, it is obvious that more time and efforts are required in the making of the wood carving. One of Lin's aunts, Li Bai, embarks on the boat, is enlisted in this application of intangible cultural heritage. The piece of wood carving has cost him a total 7 months to complete, while another piece of art, Hill People, has took him 3 months. The whole hue of Hill People is tawny. Along with the shape of the wood, the yarns and trees are carved in an amazing, delicate way, ensuing antique atmosphere. What is remarkable is the vivid carving details of the houses in the yard, with the distinctive tiles and branches, which is really devoted a lot by the carver. What's more, compared with carvings made with the top-notch apparatus, Fengjie wood carving can't be regarded as just a piece of ordinary or inane engraving only in pursuit of pomposity, but a piece of art that embodies China's cultural connotation and profound cultural tradition. It is amazing how such a small-sized piece of wood carving serves as a miniature of Fengjie culture, Chongqing culture, and Chinese culture. How should Fengjie wood carving be well known and loved by more people, even more Chinese traditional handicrafts? New media is likely to be perceived as an important means to the handicraft's inheritance and development. Making the best use of new media to achieve it, we should combine this brand new tool with the traditional art form of Fengjie wood carving, develop and inherit it in innovation mutually. With the development of new media, there should be a mounting number of ancient culture emerged in a brand new way, if applied properly. There's no doubt that new media creates more opportunities for the inheritance and development of wood carving. The efficiency and interactivity of it enables wood carving art to gain more understanding, popularity, and soundness.